Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here for another episode of The Best Hour on Blog Talk Radio. Today we'll be discussing Lesson 84, and I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to
Good
see
morning,
you.
Good morning, beloved T. My handsome husband.
Nice to see you here, Good my morning. Darling. We are going to be discussing Lesson 84. And these are reviews of lessons 67 and 68.
And so I just invite us each to take a nice deep breath and to pause in this holy instant together. Here we stop the outer activity and we turn to Source. And remember our identity as being one with God, as Christ, in perfect safety. I release all tension. As Christ, in perfect safety, I dissolve my mind to the perfect peace of the mind of God. I accept love of God. I accept love of God. I accept the love of God.
These are the ideas for today's review. Love created me like itself. I am in the likeness of my Creator. I cannot suffer. I cannot experience loss. And I cannot die. I am not a body. I would recognize my reality today. I will worship no idols nor raise my own self-concepts to replace myself. I am in the likeness of my Creator. Love created me like itself. You might find these specific forms helpful in applying the idea. Let me not see an illusion of myself in this. As I look on this, let me remember my Creator. My Creator did not create this as I see it.
And number 68, love holds no grievances. Grievances are completely alien to love. Grievances attack love and keep its light obscure. If I hold grievances, I am attacking love and therefore attacking myself. Myself then becomes alien to me. I am determined not to attack myself today so that I can remember who I am. These specific forms for applying this idea would be helpful. This is no justification for denying myself. I will not use this to attack love. Let this not tempt me to attack myself.
Love created me like itself, and love holds no grievances, and so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence before we continue with a short discussion of these lessons. Let's take a good deep breath. I hold no condemnation of our imagination, of our ego self, or even of our church, if you will, that we created God in our image rather than imagining ourselves in God's image. We imagine God, or at least I always did, as a being, an entity that could not suffer, that could not experience loss, that couldn't die, that wasn't a body. But when it came to these other attributes of jealousy and anger and possessiveness and, you know, punishment and judgment, those were all the attributes that my ego mind had convinced me that God must be like, because, you know, I must be like my creator. And so my creator then therefore must be like me, because I was told that I was like my creator. But I started out in my Judeo-Christian conditioning in this incarnation with the idea that I was born a sinner, that I was already imperfect. Yet God was perfect, perfect in its ability, or his ability, whatever it might be, to judge my errors, because I could certainly see my own errors. And that's one of the biggest stumbling blocks that we all must deal with as we pass beyond the time of learning into this new age that we're entering now, that we have to accept ourselves wholly, all of us, all of the attributes, all the aspects of ourselves. Even like if we've done something to someone else and we just can't forgive ourselves, we can't imagine ourselves forgiving ourselves, or we've had a relationship where we had a breakup of relationship and, you know, we blame ourselves for that, or we blame somebody else for that, and we just can't let go of the grievance, or, you know, and we're just feeling like, you know, we are the cause of something bad. Well, you know, it's okay to look at it, and it's okay to own it, but it's okay to move past it. Just like if a storm came and tore down your house, you know, it's something that we've experienced, and it's not something that we would want, but we have to let it go. We have to move beyond it. And we also, therefore, can take that, if we can do that with a storm, we have to be able to do that with our own actions and our own selves as well. We have to say, you know what, I'm not going to hold a grievance against anybody else or myself for what I've done in the past to someone else, or what someone else has done to me. Just like the storm, you know, it came, it went. There was an experience. I take from it what I can. I bless it. I let it go. And I realize that the only thing I can do now is to let it go, you know, to accept it, and give it to Spirit, and then ask Spirit, you know, what is the truth? What was the lesson? And allow myself to be informed about, because when I'm the storm, you know, that I can change. I can change from being that storm, you know, in my future life, in my present life, in my day to day. I can make a choice today to be like love, because love created me like itself. And so letting go of all grievances, even the ones I hold against myself unconsciously, that I've hurt somebody in the past or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's gone. It's in the past. And I have to embrace all of those things of myself. And I have to recognize that there is no God outside of me, no God to pray to. There is only the recognition of love, and I am one with it. Love created me like itself and holds no grievances.
Powerful. So beautiful. So, you know, thinking of the storms of our lives, my life, you know, and it is those very storms that when I look back, you know, upon them, that have been my greatest opportunities for growth. And as we're approaching, you know, Holy Week, there's the idea of the tombstone, you know, and that these storms are like tombstones. They're taking us out. They're taking us, you know, they're being done to us, etc. And in this Christ consciousness, we embrace our divine identity and know that no, nothing is happening to us. Everything is happening from us and then for us, you know, actually. And so these tombstones become stepping stones. And so the very storms that we wouldn't have wished upon ourselves, per se, as you said, we have an opportunity to look at them and learn from them and offer them to Spirit, Holy and Divine, and ask, you know, what is the truth here? What is this revealing, you know, about me? What is it bringing up to be healed and to be released and let go of? And in so doing, I do return to my divine identity. You know, Brother T and I have been having lots of conversations about grievances because that's been such a part of these recent lessons. And I've been contemplating, you know, grievances. It's such an interesting word, you know. I like the word because it can include resentments. It can include all of the things that we overtly judge. But the subtlety of the word grievance, what has been revealed to me lately, is the little mind chatter, the self chatter, where I'm complaining or holding a grievance, and you mentioned it, against myself. That it is so subtle, the self-talk, and to allow, you know, it might not result in, you know, a storm that is evident, like a huge judgment or an attack might, but it has this chronic effect upon my psyche, upon my soul, upon my body. And that if I can bring that up into the light and begin to really clean the house of my consciousness of all of these little grievances, you know, then offering it to Spirit, I can let them go because love holds no grievances. Spirit is love. God is love. I am created in the image and after the likeness of love itself. I cannot suffer. I cannot experience loss. I cannot die. I am not a body. All of this is exactly what the crucifixion was seeking to teach us, is that we cannot be denied, betrayed, or crucified when we choose to identify with our true identity as Spirit, unlimited and free. And so, you know, here, if love created me like itself, then I am being asked to release these grievances. I'm being asked that that's the price of admission, so to speak, into the kingdom of heaven, of divine identity and goodness, is, you know what, I got to leave it. I've got to let it go. I've got, you know, the metaphysical big old cutting shears, and I can cut those cords of a habitual thought system of separation. And as I do so, I rise, and I forgive myself, and I forgive others, and I am free. I am free. I am free. Love created me like itself. I mean, that is something to celebrate this day. That God isn't attacking. God doesn't hold grievances. That's the God of the past. You know, time to get the new God going, the only God, the God that is revealed by the Holy Spirit within our being. which is kind, which is loving, which only wants for our happiness. And so how grateful I am to be reminded this day that I am not body, that God created me like itself, that I am unlimited and free, and that it gets to be done as I decree. And I decree goodness, not grievances. And I let that be.
Look at me like itself. Love holds no grievances. And so it is. Thank you for joining us, Mighty Companion. You are dearly loved. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send